Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are from Iloilo, history-loving photographer RJ, herstory-loving photographer, more like it,
Mama. And history cafe-loving.
Her, yes, absolutely. From Fantasy Key, bait-snatching girl, Miranda.
Ugh, bait is gross. I would never touch bait in my life. That's all.
From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, organic tree, Casey.
I'm just a tree.
Tre.
An organic tree.
Tre.
And from Harmonia, Nook Inc's clown, Adam.
Oh, there it is.
I prefer Jester, thank you.
What a fitting title.
Arlecchino.
Arlecchino.
Latzi.
Latzi. Well,
are we ready for the deep, deep, deep minute, or as I'm calling it this week, the click, click, click class action lawsuit minute?
Oh my God.
Okay, here we go.
Before we start, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I'm going to go ahead and say that right here.
Wait, but before we even start that, guys, I did not flick the bean.
Oh, that's right. The last time everyone heard, listen to the
we
pod.
We were so on cloud nine, ready to meet up again.
On the cusp.
A lot of things happened from the last time we recorded.
We were on the cusp. We could almost taste Casey and the bean. And at the last second.
Please don't ever say taste Casey and her bean ever.
No.
The bean, girl.
Casey and the bean.
Casey and the bean.
Title of that. Easy. There it is.
We could taste the deep dish pizza.
Oh, yeah.
You can get Giordano's anywhere.
We could taste the mango pie, the chicken spaghetti.
Oh, the Chicago dog.
We were going to get super dog.
So many things.
My show got canceled. I decided to save my money. And
why did it get canceled? Because
the host got Miss Kobe.
Oh, honey, funny.
Not the only host.
Not the only host.
My favorite part about that was that, so Casey was supposed to get to Chicago on Friday. I was going to drive up Saturday morning, and we didn't because obviously Casey canceled, and I was like, okay, I'm not going to go.
And it's not worth seeing Adam and RJ.
God forbid we go.
She barely wanted to see me. She just saw me.
I just saw Casey earlier that week. Well, Saturday morning, I had a little runny nose, decided to take a test, and lo and behold, I was positive. And I think the funniest part about that was that if I was in Chicago, it would have been the same situation.
Same thing.
When RJ came to Times and gave Casey COVID. Like, oh.
But Miranda, you could have fulfilled the prophecy and have given Adam COVID. And we would have completed the cycle.
Completed the circle.
And begun the resurrection of Christ and started the Armageddon.
Horcrux.
Yes. Yeah. Adam is the last Horcrux.
And the last time at New Year's, my flight had originally got canceled, but I persevered. This time I said something's canceled, that means don't do it.
Yeah.
Something's canceled, we stop engaging with it.
Yeah, we listen to the universe.
Right, Kevin
now.
Spacey, we're done.
Oh my God.
Back to Adam's action suit.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Clearly. Otherwise, we wouldn't be recording if you weren't fine.
You've got this beautiful new computer. You've got your light on it. It's looking great.
I don't have a light on it. It's actually new?
She got the
pink one.
Is this Miss Mary Mack? All dressed in black?
When I was stuck in my isolation cabin of my bedroom, I was starting to work on the magic planner and my desktop. I was like, I cannot work on this. I was like, oh, let me trade it in. How much money can I get? How much money could I get from my MacBook?
A buck and
50 bucks.
I got $70. I was like, okie dokie.
What generation was it? Like, what year was it?
I don't even know.
It was Gen X, I believe.
I think it was a boomer. Like, it was a boomer. Maybe 6 years.
Either way. I've had mine since like 2014.
Wow.
Well, yeah, Casey, you've had a lot of things a lot longer than all of us. So
Well, mine's
hers was still like that jelly shaped, the like apple.
Oh, yeah, the original. With the,
like, we could still buy those
with the like rubber, like
see-through.
Yeah, the see through. Oh, yeah.
It was so good.
I would love that.
Like, you think even the laptops, like the
what
the
color
blonde,
would you
the
own?
Orange one.
Yeah. The like tangerine color.
Oh yeah,
that's the aqua.
Yeah,
mine was the one I would have gotten would have been Miss Purple.
The purple was so good. It was like that lab. Oh, so good.
Love a good lavender. Lilac is coming back.
She's coming. She's having a moment, Miss Lilac.
Yeah,
it's also lilac season right now in Chicago.
So somehow Miranda did not get. Somehow Jace evaded it again.
Harv escaped
and is now overseas.
He's across the pond.
Yeah. And he's over in the UK. You sound like you're from London.
He's having some chippies.
Yeah, he's having a chippy. He's a good
RJ
chippy.
Had a chippy.
Well, I
we
had
were
a chippy.
In LA. You know LA and they're known for their chippies there.
Oh, yes.
I had a huge fish and chip. And then on Monday, my doctor said my cholesterol was too high and told me to stop eating fried foods.
You went to the doctor.
The day after the vacation.
Cholesterol. Yeah, you don't do that. That's yeah, the
no,
rule.
You got to cleanse that out.
Two and a half days after going to Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah. You eat Cheerios for like a week before you go to the doctor.
Yeah, you got to get heart healthy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Go
to the doctor.
Yeah, Cheerios and not the Honey Nut. Regular.
Regular. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Honey Nut doesn't. Mm-mm.
No honey in that nut. What?
So Adam.
Speaking of it, yeah. Speaking of Anaheim.
No, did you want to say your little piece, Miranda? Did you want to play your devil's advocate?
No.
Did you want to point out anything before I get started?
Because I can tell you it's gonna be me and Casey versus the two of you.
Girl, I don't care. I literally told Adam afterwards, I was like, I think I'm done for of theme parks for a while. I think I need a little break. It was very exhausting.
It was not.
That's you every time you see a theme park.
Every time I go,
you're like, I think I'm not.
This is
I don't,
so much.
He's been like four times since we moved from Florida. He's been more times since when we lived in Florida for the last 2 years. We
went.
I went February. I went last year. Yeah.
February.
You should have just become a magic key holder at that point.
At that point.
Magic. You should have wasted more of our money.
So how'd the keys?
Yeah,
did they unlock?
The keys did not unlock.
So there were eight of us going to Disneyland, and two of the members of the party bought their tickets a month early. A month early. I just want to emphasize that point. We didn't show up the day of.
Okay, Adam.
I did not plan this trip. It is not my responsibility.
Adam, it was your responsibility after we warned you to get tickets like as early as you possibly could to make reservations. It was your then responsibility to text the bride.
It is not my responsibility.
Say, hey,
I bought my.
He did. To be fair, when he bought the tickets, he said, "Hey, this is what we did. Please tell everyone to do exactly what we did."
So really, it's just going back to the fault of Ari not listening to the podcast. Is that what we're talking about
yes.
here?
Yeah.
All right.
So six of us got, you have to like specify which park you're starting in because we got park hoppers. Six of us were able to get Disneyland. Two of us, they were only had California Adventure available. And so they were like, do we think they'll be able to fix it? And I was like, I'm sure they'll like just swap it because they're already park hoppers and you have to start somewhere. And so we went up and the girl was just like, no, I'm sorry. And then I was like, well, maybe Disney. Oh, and she was like, because it's grad night. That'll come back later.
Was Ariana there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Not your niece. Was she there when they were there?
No.
Didn't she go for grad night?
Just listen.
Oh, okay.
Hold on to the grad night tidbit. That'll come back later.
Yeah. Keep
Ariana's there right now.
Ariana.
For celebration.
So we come back. I get really heated because I was like, this is all made up. The whole situation is like, she was like, well, because of COVID, we have restrictions in place. And I was like, well, girl, COVID doesn't exist anymore because you're not even making people wear masks. So like, you can't be like, because of COVID, but also like, we don't have anything else in place for COVID.
Because of COVID.
Right. They're just using it as an excuse. Okay. So then I was like, well, maybe just Disneyland's the problem and they'll just like swap us over. Like, we'll all just go and start at California Adventure together. And then I was like, oh, can we do that instead? And she was like, no, because there's no spots open at California Adventure either. And I was like, okay. And she was like, sorry, have a good one. And I was like, what's happening? I was so mad about it. And I talked about it the entire day. But this comes back later. The grad night situation comes back later because at the very end of the night, we were walking into California Adventure. It was like we were like running to go get on.
What were we getting on? Coaster.
Incredicoaster, which we did not end up getting on. We're going in the park, and one of us was like talking to the park attendant person as we were walking in, and we were like, "Oh, how has it been today with like grad night being so crazy?" And they're like, "Oh, grad night's not till next week." So the girl guest relations just straight up like lied to us just to like have an excuse. And I was like, girl, what's going on? It was so crazy to me that like happened.
Yeah.
Right? Am I wrong in thinking that that's bonkers? No.
I mean, Disneyland's park reservation system is cuckoo bananas. That has been it has been ridiculous. Like, I cannot even tell you. No, I did tell you months ago when we had to fight for Jill's reservation to California Adventure, like fighting to the death for this stupid reservation.
Like having
a random, like it was, I just don't
understand. Was that a hopper or like that was the,
it was a Thursday.
You just had a single park. Was it a hopper?
It was a hopper. Yeah. No.
No, hers wasn't a hopper because it was like, it was easier to just get a regular ticket than even get a hopper, I think.
Yeah, like and that's the thing. The reservations were different for if you had a one park per day or a park hopper, like
or the different keys
or the different keys.
They have a certain allotment of each,
The thing that made me so mad is I was like, at the end of the day, this is all made up and it's all arbitrary. And we're already park hopping after one, so magically, there's more space in the park past 1 p.m. Like, this doesn't even make, this is all made up. And I was like, I was so annoyed because I was like, I really try to be on Disneyland side a lot because I do think most of the time I enjoy myself more at Disneyland than Walt Disney World, mostly because the weather just is so much better. Yes. But like, GR at Walt Disney World would never let that fly. They would be like, oh, absolutely. Just go in. It's fine. Doesn't matter. Because then I was like, what if one person? What if it was one person that got California Adventure?
I have seen it happen. I've seen people talk on Twitter and on TikTok about how like they had a very large party. Their entire family was at one park and they would not let him in. So he had to walk around DCA for hours by himself.
That is so crazy to me.
It's wild.
Anyway,
like the fact that we are planning on going in September and it opens 90 days before. And I have an alarm on my calendar to try and make us reservation or like just park reservations 90 days before. And I don't think we're going to get them. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm just realizing we may not get to go, which is silly.
It just sums back to the fact that you even have to do like, that's even the basic conceit of it that like you have to plan that far.
The average person does not know this and they shouldn't have to be educated on this.
No.
Right? Like it's so silly. Like, I've seen like, you know, like a tweet of just two old people that like had tickets, but didn't like, it's like, what are you supposed to do if you don't have a computer?
Yeah.
You know, right. How are you supposed to buy a ticket and get a reservation? Like, you know, and it's not like you can just like, you have to do it months in advance.
Yeah,
it's all ridiculous and unnecessary. Really,
and then there was just like, Rise broke down twice while we were in line. one time we were literally in the vehicle about to take off, and it broke down. And I was like, "Well, it's Rise, and it's just gonna. This is the test track of Disneyland. It's gonna do this all the time." So it was fine. It broke down twice. And then what was the other thing? There was some other thing. Oh, I ordered a coffee from Docking Bay 7 because they have like this iced coffee with like cocoa puffs on top.
The black calf.
Yeah.
We absolutely stand. Go off.
Oh, we didn't like it.
I didn't like it. I thought it was good until I had to like get the cocoa puffs out and then there was mixed
it was
in.
Ice.
And I was
ice.
Like, what's happening? Yeah. I just said the cocoa puffs.
I mobile ordered it.
And like the time I had selected, there wasn't a time now. So I just did the next time available, which was in like 15 minutes or whatever. So I was like waiting and waiting and waiting. And then I was like, I can just like, it's just a drink. So I go up and I was like, hey, I have this thing. It's just like one drink. Can you just fill it really quick? And they're like, no, you have to wait till your time. And I was like, it's just a drink. And they're like, yeah, you just have to wait. And I was like, I was gonna scream. It was a really bad day for me.
You should have just took someone else's, because they're usually filling like 20 of them.
They literally had 8 in front of me for like one.
I would have been like, oh, this is mine, and then walked off.
What are they gonna do?
Exactly.
I was so, oh my God. Because I really try to not give cast members a hard time, because I already understand that most people already give cast members a hard time. But my God, I really wanted to speak to someone.
Not that the is, urge to speak to
it
someone.
It was such a bummer. It was such a
that
bummer.
That is the world of theme parks these days.
And it's like, I think about like things that I know, like weird rules that I know that I'm like, if I tell my family this, they're going to be annoyed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like I was like, do I tell my family that the restaurant I want to go to on the cruise ship is 18 and up? Is my sister going to be like, well, that's stupid, they should just let my 15-year-old anyways, because, you know, he's with me. What is he supposed to do? But I'm like, I don't know, but that's the rule. The rule is 18 and up. So I don't know what to tell you. So then I'm like, do I even bother telling them this rule, or just going on this to this restaurant by myself? Because, or like, you know, my sister being like, why is this person yelling at me? Because they're standing outside of the line watching the parade. You know, I'm like, well, you have to like keep walking or like get in the line. And she's like, I'm right here. It's fine. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, these are just the rules that Mr. Disney made.
I will say generally though, Genie Plus was fine. We didn't use it a ton, but it was pretty effective for when we did use it, and we didn't buy any lightning lanes, and we still rode, or the group rode 3 lightning lane rides, so we just waited in standby, and it was never like more than 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, Rise was the longest.
And it was like an hour.
But that's because half the line is the beginning of the ride, basically.
Did you do both Webslingers and
Webslingers and Radiator Springs, yeah.
Cars.
That's what they did instead of Incredicoaster.
Yeah, Disney Plus, Genie Plus at Disneyland works so much better.
Yeah.
Just generally better.
So that was.
Yeah, I was trying to explain it to my niece. She's there now. I think she figured it out finally. But I was like, don't do it on your DCA day, because half the rides aren't on there.
But you know what? Miss Ronto and her roasters, they still slap. They have not changed it, and I'm so happy.
What did you think of Marvel? Did you see Wanda? Was Wanda out?
No, Wanda was not out. Miss Spider, Miss Peter
didn't get
was
to,
walking
We
around.
Didn't get to Marvel until like late afternoon, so we really didn't see anyone.
I think she's very limited because it's like one girl.
I thought it was fine as a land. I was like severely underwhelmed because it just is like painted concrete buildings.
Yeah.
But I was like,
and
I get that that's the aesthetic, but
the music that they play in there is just like, are they trying to get me to leave? Because this is really so annoying loud. Music.
It was like
it's just the like dun 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 dun, dun. Like it's like that kind of music over and over, and it's so loud.
It's the music they play in like a U.S. Army commercial where they're like,
join the Marines or whatever,
which is not the Army. I understand. Please don't come for me.
Yeah, that's what our listeners will come for. That's really the support issue they want to. Yeah, they want
to pick. Hi, I'm a big fan of Resident Services, but I'm also guest relations at Disneyland, so I would like to tell Adam that he's no longer my favorite.
Fine.
You're actually.
If you're guest relations at Disneyland, please reach out to me and let me know if you also agree that the rule is stupid, but you just have to follow it because that's what they're telling you to do. And then I'll be like, you know
the
what?
The rules are made up and the points don't matter.
The rules are made up.
The rules don't matter.
Just like guest relations at Disneyland.
Yep. Speaking of points don't matter, did you hear? This is so off topic.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear about this? Did you see this?
I heard about it. I saw it, and I'd like to hear.
They're going
to
get, they allegedly, this is like leaked. This is not, we don't know. But allegedly, Disney wants to get rid of the point system for attendance.
Oh.
And they want to move it to, if you call out, you have a number of hours that you can like lose. And then when you hit that hour limit, that's when you start to get like reprimands for it.
So it's like but a PTO bank, kind of.
Kind of, except it's like, so much more limited than it used to be if you factor into the same number of days versus if you're in an hour day, whatever. And then the other thing was, you know how it used to be like you could call out, if you called out and you were called out sick, it would be like 3 days and it would just be 1 point or whatever.
Yeah.
They want to make it 1 day, 1 point. So if you're sick you're sick.
Which is like wild because of the world of COVID where right. you have to we stay are in home a pandemic. For yeah. at least 5 days. It's, we're not in a pandemic anymore, actually.
We're actually literally not in a pandemic. We're actually,
it's literally like not a pandemic.
Everyone's so healthy.
As right well,
that's the tea.
Allegedly. Well, I'm sorry you had tea. I'm sorry you had a bad time at Disneyland.
Yeah, that sucked. And I also didn't get to ride Space or Matterhorn, which are obviously my two favorite rides, so I was very sad for that.
And that's the DDD 20 minute.
20 minutes.
Everyone is excited to jump into Animal Crossing. We have a surprise today. We're going to a party.
A party?
A party. I'm glad I wore my Animal Crossing earrings.
Yeah. Yes, how did you get those?
Are so cute.
I follow. I've got.
Oh, we also have a campsite villager. Wow. A double party.
So I follow this account called Bun Hugs, B-U-N Hugs, H-U-G-S, and they make fun earrings. I have these cool acrylics, like they look like the sticky hand earrings.
Those
always get a lot of attention, but they are an Animal Crossing fan. So I got these that look like the frogs whenever you're figuring out your town tune. So I got a C and a question mark.
Those are so cute.
What
a big fan.
What note is the question mark? What would you?
Who knows? It's like
oh no, it's raining.
That's beautiful. But yes, we'll make sure we drop the shop link in our show notes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Start your engines.
RJ, I was gonna say it's not even raining. You don't need your umbrella.
It is raining.
It's raining on Sasha's birthday, which Sasha's birthday was on May 19th.
Now, you're probably wondering what? I mean, it says May 19th on the screen, Casey. I don't know what you're talking about. It is May 19th.
Girly, hey, I celebrated Sasha's birthday on May 19th as well. And it was also not May 19th when I celebrated.
I also, too, had to TT. Well, okay, so I played on May 18th and they were like, tomorrow Sasha's birthday. And I was like, oh, great. Ordered my gift, got ready, and then forgot to play the 19th. So then I did have to TT back.
Let's take bets on who we think is in the campsite.
Yes. Ooh. Sweet
boy. Little Sasha.
Sweet boy. Sweet queen. I think it is a squirrel.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's a
horse. I was going to say it's a kangaroo.
I'm going to say lion.
Okay, here we go.
And none of us will be right. Because it's probably a cat.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's going to be Bob.
Dun, 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 dun.
Watch
dun,
it be Bob.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh!
Is this a Julius Caesar bear?
Yes, it's Klaus.
Klaus?
Look at his donut.
His donut.
Ha-ha, that's
this
how I laugh.
So funny to me.
Is that a...
Ha-ha, that's how I laugh.
Ha-ha.
Which... I'm here for a little laughing sometimes, fake crying other times. The life of a performer.
Well, actually, she said Aristotle. She said theatrics. You know.
She said, I'm on my way to a callback. And they had donuts in the green room.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Huh?
She said, I memorized my sides. That's the professional thing to do, is to memorize.
Well, he's obviously auditioning for Julius Caesar.
Clearly. And he's absolutely not getting the role of this is not a leading man.
No, is a Brutus for sure.
Oh, 100% Brutus.
Et tu Klaus. I think he's kind of cute.
We love a gladiator slipper.
I think I'd invite him on the Fantasy Key.
It's the curly hair for me.
It's the teal.
It's the
over blush to me.
Yeah.
Good Lord. That is one large blush.
And not blended.
It's the strappy sandals.
It's
for
the
me.
Gladiator sandals for me. The
gladiator sandals. Oh, that's a true 2012, 2013.
Do we think it's
now
a wig?
Now that's
or
a pussycat wig.
Do we think it's a wig or do we think it's a gay going through a crisis so he dyed his hair
blonde? She absolutely bleached her hair.
Yeah,
I don't know. Those little pin curls at the end of the wig.
Shake and go.
What is he talking about? A select group of...
He said, I asked him to move in and he said, I need to pull a focus group, but I can't gather 18 to 49 year olds that fast.
Oh, of course that is his.
Okay, here we go.
Range.
We will play a game of chance.
Okay.
Okay.
Giddy up. Let's get started.
I want to learn. I want to learn to shuffle like an Animal Crossing character.
Okay.
Okay. Heart, diamond, spade, or club. I think we should let the chat also.
Ooh, the chat. Chat. What do we think? Hat.
What do you guys choose? I usually choose.
I usually choose spade diamond.
Yeah. I usually choose spade.
I almost always.
I'm always wrong. I am always wrong. So don't ask me.
Yeah. Don't ask me.
Is this my camera?
Is this my camera?
We've diamonds. Got some two diamonds.
Two diamonds.
Ooh, two diamonds. That's two good diamonds. Enough. Let's
That's
pick a
good
diamond.
Enough for me.
Oh, a heart.
Oh, a heart.
Heart. Ooh.
Excuse me.
So we're going to go club.
So we're going to go
two hearts.
Two hearts.
Ooh. Two hearts that beat as one.
Do we even have anyone else in there to
anybody else? Who else is watching?
Oh, we got another heart.
Three hearts.
All right. I think that let's do a heart.
I think we should heart. Let's do heart. The hearts have it.
Let's see who's lucky and who.
No one was right.
Oh, strudel.
Oh, strudel.
I said I always pick spades, but I have nobody's ever selected a spade.
I feel like it's always club. That's the one I always am like, I should have picked clubs.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's not meant to be. It's not written in the stars tonight. So
yeah.
Is it?
It's not the cards.
The stars.
Not too close.
Speaking of
stars, honey. Oh. Were you wishing on some stars last night?
Like one.
And by last night, 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go get dressed for Sasha's party. Zach asked us a question of the day.
Ooh. Okay, here we go. If you had a national holiday named after you, what would it be called and what would be celebrated? And I will add an addendum to this. What animal character would be the mascot of the holiday if it was celebrated on Animal Crossing?
Oh, so like we would make a zipper situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine would be Lolly's birthday. It would be April 18th. Lolly the cat would be the mascot, and everyone would eat treats and play games. You go to Build-A-Bear and get a stuffed animal.
Miranda, how high is your monitor above you?
It's a big monitor,
girl. You're giving me like 2008 MySpace photo.
Why? It's so far up. Hold on, I'll take a picture and send it to you.
Okay, I'm going to say for me, my holiday.
Holla Slay.
We're going to go mid-June, just like a June 15th. And it's going to be Gay Day.
Hi, gay.
And
on Pride Heritage.
Honestly, it's going to be if the animal would be if Pave and Sasha had a baby, whatever that is.
But what species would it be? What species would it take?
Let's look at DeviantArt. Let's see.
No.
Slay. Slayerella. I don't know what animal that would be. He's a bunny and Pave is a peacock?
A peacock. Leaf Simming said, did you just reinvent Pride? Absolutely.
Sure did.
It will be a Pride. Yeah, it's like Animal Crossing.
Enough with this heteronormative wedding month. We're done. She's gone. She's out of here. I don't know.
It'll be Reese and Cyrus, but with new partners, new same-sex partners.
Okay, so it would be like the plumage.
Look at Winnie just
of Pave, but it would be like furry. Almost like the anteaters that have like
the big plumage,
plumage in the back, but like bigger.
Okay,
whatever that animal would be. Okay. I'm just creating an animal in my head.
Interesting.
It'd be very gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Are we creating a holiday?
Yeah. Like an Animal Crossing holiday.
What is the
RJ? Would you like to celebrate anything?
Yes. Mine would be April 25th.
Not too hot, not too cold.
It's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket. Absolutely. And it would be like a sprightly springtime. Oh, There you go.
What is this?
Whoa.
That's Sasha.
It's a peacock bunny. It's peacock mama. Bunny.
Mama, that's our new ResPod sticker.
And then it says Happy Pride. It says
Happy
Pride.
Gay Day.
Yeah,
it should just say Hi Gay.
Hi Gay.
Hi Gay.
Oh my God. Yeah, so it would be April 25th. It would be not too hot, not too cold. All you need is light jacket.
Who's the mascot?
I would want like a little fairy, like a little.
Classic animal we all know and love.
Ah, yes, the fairy.
Ah, yes, the fairy.
Just like a tiny fairy with like a little.
It would be like one of those goats, like one of the like nanny looking goats. Oh. You know,
I think it would be like a little chinchilla, because a chinchilla could be a jacket.
Well, at least Adam thought that was funny. Or a sheep.
A sheep?
A freshly shaven sheep.
A shorn.
A shorn sheep.
Shorn sheep.
Yeah. And it's just like, ooh, it's nice and...
Miranda, now I know you're our resident holiday expert.
You are.
I know. Well, because if I didn't have to make it up, I would say, well, I would do National Unicorn Day, which is famously on April 9th. And then
Julian, you're right.
It is famously.
Famously for all Plan the Magic Planner owners, it's April 9th.
That's why a lot of nail color is unicorn. That's the pearlite they put on top.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like an iridescent.
Iridescent.
Moment. Iridescent. 50th.
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 Yeah. So, but I feel like National Unicorn Day would be very like festival, like just silly, colorful.
You got to find the unicorn.
Absolutely.
Like a unicorn horn. Would be like, yes,
he lost his horn and you got to find it.
But and then you would have like troll
and then everybody
horns.
Gets to wear one.
They're like the troll horn pastries, but they're unicorn pastries and it's filled with like rainbow whipped cream or like rainbow like cream filling.
Ugh. Sherbet.
I love a good troll
sherbet.
Horn.
Hi everyone. Today on RJ's Food Rocks, we're making unicorn horns to celebrate National Unicorn
Day. Plan ahead.
Honestly,
you wouldn't have to be a pastry. You could do a waffle cone with sherbet inside and then sherbet. Turn it upside down.
And by waffle cone, I'll just walk to Jenny's.
And by waffle cone, we'll walk to Jenny's.
Semi-homemade.
Zach said that if he had a holiday, it would be National Inclusivity Day, where every LGBTQIA individual. So that leaves you two out, girlies.
I'm an A. Oh, wait, no, that's not.
No, that's not.
Asexual,
no.
Sweetheart.
No,
gets
sweetie.
To pick an activity we do almost like mayor for a day.
Can I be queen?
Fauna or Julian would be the mascot.
Can you?
Can you? Are you?
I love the idea of Fauna being the mascot of the LGBTQIA day, because there's something about how like, what? Why are you looking at me? You never look at me like this.
Yeah, I didn't choose
Fauna. Because Fauna's just like a deer. She's not like she's a gorgeous. She's a gorgeous deer. But she is just a deer.
Her species is gorgeous.
Julian is a unicorn, so it makes sense. Fauna's just a deer, which I think is funny. But listen. Doe a deer, a female deer. Ray.
A drop of gold on sun. Okay.
A Skywalker.
What should I do first? Grab a gift or pick an outfit? Let's pick an outfit first.
Pick an outfit. Yeah. You have to.
You gotta look good.
She gotta look good. So let me go.
Yeah, because when I saw Miss.
She done already done looked good.
And also before you go in there, would you pull up your cast list for Elo Elo? And I would like
my
to see
cast list.
Who's going to be
called back.
Okay.
Who's called back?
I saw Genji and Megan walking around. I saw Lucky walking around. I just saw Zucker and Meringue was in the store. So it could either be Beardo, Ketchup.
Beardo loves a party.
Beardo has been in some.
Beardo has been to every party.
Beardo is like, I baked cookies special for this.
Absolutely.
RJ, you were looking. I think this is your April 25th mascot.
Shari or Elise.
Yeah.
Elise.
Oh, my gosh.
It's giving Elise.
She's giving April 25th.
Beardo, she's giving.
There's this podcast RJ and I listen to called Ask Rana. And on it, there was this one listener that wrote in for advice one time. And this is the energy Beardo gives me. This person was like, I'm known for my Christmas cookies, and I do 300 Christmas cookies a year. And when I don't get a specific thank you that I want to hear, I get very offended. And that's the energy that Beardo gives me.
Absolutely.
Someone who would be like, I take such pride in the cookies that I brought.
And in my oatmeal raisin cookies.
If you aren't bowled over backwards and are like, Beardo, you shouldn't have. Then he'll be like, well, I know who's not getting cookies next Christmas.
Yeah, that is very much that energy.
Okay, what's the vibe we're going to in Sasha's party? I know she was, Sasha was wearing like a
formal
suit, right? Formal.
Formal.
Okay. Yeah, tuxedo.
Yeah.
Is this what's for sale today, or is this what's in your storage?
This is my storage.
Also,
I mean, it's the Christmas Christmas jacket for me.
Go, 12, no, no.
12 years ago today.
Yeah.
I
the
met
school uniform with ribbon.
I met this cat right here.
Oh, happy anniversary.
My gotcha day.
That's what he's wearing though.
Oh, that's so sweet. The school, yes. The school uniform
the
with
school
ribbon.
School, mm-hmm.
I think that's what.
Oh.
Pull your picture back up, Casey, because I think that's what.
No, Sasha was wearing like a suit and tie.
Sasha wears the white tuxedo.
Oh, I didn't
shirt
think it was white. Okay.
With the blue.
No.
Oh, like the waistcoat.
I mean, it's really giving that vibe, though. So I think we're on to see.
Also, I would like to say that I saw on Instagram, and I posted it on the ResPod Instagram story, Sasha looks great with the giant
the giant bow. I know. I was trying to find one yesterday so I can give it to
incredible
Sasha.
Incredible.
So I gave it to Miss Sasha today, and she's looking great.
Yeah, the chino pants are cute.
Can you take that backpack off, please?
Yeah. I was just going to ask. It is so distracting.
It's so rude to wear a backpack to a backpack.
How dare.
If you're going to bring anything, bring your little pochette.
Yes.
Or I have a little gift bag that I can.
Oh
a gift bag. Yes. Yeah. Oh, this is a cute look. This gyroid is going off. Oh! It's Sasha's birthday!
Happy birthday, Sasha!
Oh, thank you. Yeah, block it. It's very distracting.
Get something
out. What is this? What was that table full of? Was that
fish? It's the sea
fish.
It's
the fish, like mama. Fish.
But like, it looks like it's in like the little styrofoam with the plastic.
Yeah,
on it. Is
you can
that
have,
what that
yeah,
is?
You can have fish in a serving, like in a.
I'll send you some if you'd like. Some raw fish.
You gotta go to work.
That's all right.
You gotta go to work. What was it? You live. What was it? Your mom. Your dad.
My dad said, "I eat to live. Live to eat." And I said,
"Correct."
I work to live. I live to eat.
Okay, I can bring a clutch.
Ooh, a clutch.
A tote or a bread print eco bag.
No, not the bread print eco bag, girl.
No, absolutely.
You don't have the shopping bag?
I don't have a shopping bag, I guess. No.
Nothing. Only the pochettes were. Oh,
an evening bag.
The pochette is so cute. Or the dreamy one, I'm sorry.
The dreamy one is cute. Yeah, these fishies are interesting to me.
Oh.
Cute.
So cute. Okay. All right, let's go wish her a happy birthday.
Well, I need a gift.
You got your gift?
No.
Oh.
What are you giving
What did you
her?
Get him?
I don't know yet.
Oh, my gosh.
It's about to give him some raw fish.
Girl.
Could you imagine?
We're about to give him the gift of no viewers is what we're going to give
Sasha
him.
Is absolutely vegetarian.
Sasha, yeah.
Sasha would be a pescatarian.
Because
Sasha,
I don't think
Sasha's
so.
Bug friends.
I don't know. Sasha loves sushi.
Does she?
100%.
She's like candy. She's like a frushi lover. Like
you know what Sasha loves? Sugar Factory.
Oh, Sasha loves you.
It's sugar.
It's sugar.
No.
Sugar. It's sugar.
Sugar or Sugar Factory.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say I'm on a sour cherry ball kick right now.
Randa, do you know? That's what.
Yes, I know that went into the Disney Store on Michigan Avenue. I'm very aware.
It's sugar.
It's crazy.
Okay, what are we giving?
I do love it, sugar though. That's a it's a good space for if anything's gonna go in it.
Yeah,
a candy store. Yeah, sure. But that's just
they
wild.
they sell candy. They sell candy urine.
They sell sugar. Do you know they sell sugar?
What
candy
sugar?
Urine?
No way. Yeah, what does like Sandia mean?
It's
I've
like
been
fake,
there before. I don't remember
it's
that.
Like, I'll Google it. It's like, you know.
I mean, I just did the traditional get your little baggie and fill it up with.
They sell a lot of like gag stuff.
Can I ask a question? No. This country was dominated in like the 50s by milkshakes. What happened? People just stopped drinking milkshakes.
I don't know if I made this up, but I think Wendy's is getting a strawberry frosty. I think I saw that on TikTok.
Literally not a milkshake though.
Sour liquid candy.
Why?
Urine. What?
But for
urine
why?
Urine town.
Yeah, it's urine for a treat. Ah.
No. Not them serving it in like the test.
In the cup.
In the test cup.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a big, that's a podcast the ride joke about how when they were doing their city walk saga and they got some.
Yes. Should I give Sasha a kimono? I'll just give her a kimono.
I think you should give Sasha a firefighter uniform.
I gave Sasha a tube top.
I gave Sasha a Papa Bear.
Oh. She said, I gave Sasha a Papa Bear.
Disappeared.
Where did that go?
You're back.
Am I back?
You just disappeared
I don't see
for one
you.
Second.
That's oh, we
fine.
See you.
We see you. We can't do anything about it while we're live, girly.
All right. Okay. Well,
can you see
I gave him a Papa Bear.
Can you see the screen, though, or the Zoom still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do.
Why do you have so
Where's
many?
Where's he gonna put that Papa Bear in his house?
Why do you have so many painter outfits, painter coveralls?
I just put things in my storage and then don't. Yeah, let's do a pop. I also have a Papa Bear.
Yeah,
I have three. I have two.
Ooh,
Mama
give him a Mama Bear.
Oh, I have two Papa Bears and then Mama Pandas.
Mama Panda.
Panda.
You have so many.
Papa Panda, Mama Panda, Papa Panda.
Let's give him an electric pole.
What is that? Oh,
can I refresh this?
Yeah, maybe you refresh and it'll.
Bye.
Bye, girly.
Bye.
Well, it's good seeing Miranda.
Do you see us now?
Yeah.
Oh, turn her audio off. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, I got it. So, Masasha is getting
it wrapped.
Mama
she
Bear.
Wrapped.
She is
wrapped and ready.
Masasha. Let's go to her.
Sasha should own
a massage chair.
Oh, don't you
Masasha.
Dare. Masasha Envy.
Masasha Envy.
Title of that. Masasha Envy.
Masasha Envy.
What is up you're doing?
Casey and the Bean, colon, Masasha.
Here we go. Yeah, let's see who's coming to the party.
I got to come to the Bean another weekend.
It's okay.
I bet it's Beardo.
It's not going anywhere.
It's Chatter.
Chatter.
Like hey,
RJ. That's how I'm going to
greet
people. Like hey,
RJ.
Like hey.
Thanks for hanging out with me at my real cool birthday party.
Seems like nobody wants to work these days.
Yeah.
I want to know when they say that the other guest gives them a present. I would love to know what that was.
Yeah.
I want to know what Chatter gave you.
I want to be like, they gave me a present. It's displayed right here. Go look at it.
I remember when I went to kids' birthday party that first year and I stressed about the gift to give.
Yes, you did.
And
I
gave him an espresso machine.
Gave him an espresso machine.
He was so excited about it.
Loved it.
Ugh, well, look at her. Look at her little hat.
Looking back, I should have given him an iced coffee machine because every gay loves iced coffee.
Yeah.
Is there an iced coffee machine, though?
No.
There are iced coffees.
I mean, if you put the espresso just over ice.
And then add cold water, that's an iced Americano.
That's a nice American.
Mama, what? Why you got that ugly filter on it?
I know. I accidentally pressed it, so I get it.
What is this beverage of choice? Is this
well,
like
we
a
can't
sparkling...
do filters here in Illinois.
Oh. Or in Texas.
Yeah.
Both of us
filter
are...
free. Wow. Yeah, this is like a sparkling mimosa situation.
Good.
Sasha, turn around.
As soon as she turns around, I'm taking the pic.
She's never turned. Oh, there she goes.
Oh, your eyes are closed. Both your eyes. Or I guess her eyes are. Oh.
Taking photos at birthday parties is literally the hardest thing you'll ever do.
If you turn on the camera, they should stop and pose.
Stop dancing.
Because they do it.
Get out of the corner.
When they're outside and you turn on your camera, they go,
they're like,
oh, hello, and then pose.
Smile.
Get on a corner. How are you going to stand in the corner? They should do this.
Yes.
For any listeners, Adam got up and he
stood in the corner.
Stood in the corner and danced.
That's just for the Twitchers.
The Twitchers.
Yeah, because when I got my camera out here, Sasha's like, well, hello.
That is Sasha, truly. Yeah.
This is a professional work photo. Yeah.
This is incredible.
Headshot.
Yeah.
Oh. Sasha said, can you tag me on those?
Those photos are the headshot of an agent who their tagline of their real estate situation is, I live where you vacation.
Sasha absolutely sells
condos.
And by Disney.
Yeah.
Golden Oak.
Sasha does not sell Golden Oak.
No, Sasha doesn't sell Golden Oak.
Sasha's selling Kissimmee adjacent.
Sasha's selling Hamlin.
Sasha sells Independence.
Sasha's got
Independence.
The Villages.
Sasha sells.
They love him up there.
Apparently.
Brofina's selling the Villages.
Brofina's
living in the Villages. She's not selling the Villages. Yeah.
She's the oldest living member at the Villages.
Okay, well, that's enough.
Well, speaking of rodents, this is the last thing I want to talk about.
Oh.
I watched Chippendale.
Oh, yeah.
What
did you think?
I thought it was great.
I thought it was so funny.
The only thing, obviously, it's been being compared to Roger Rabbit because that's what it's doing. But I will say I would still say I think Roger Rabbit's better, if only because the whole point of Chippendale is just all the references. Like, it's a really weak plot. Whereas, like, Roger Rabbit is actually a noir film that just happens to also have, like, a ton of animated characters.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I would say. But I did think it was very funny, and I really liked John Mulaney and Andy Samberg as Chippendale.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it.
Somebody came back on it. They're like, oh, we refuse to watch it. We can't believe they remade Rescue. And I was like,
no.
Girl, it's never.
They didn't. I was like, absolutely not. God. I was like, if you're a fan, like, I think you respect it.
None of the marketing even was like, we've remade, what?
But I think it's literally just because it's called Chippendale Rescue Rangers. Isn't that the name of the movie?
There's a man working out across in a window.
Winnie's like,
a man? I haven't seen a man in days.
She's digging a
Berwyn. Look at her sweep away. She's like,
Get this out of here.
Where's this Twitch of just showing? Yeah. Showing
the Twitch
dogs
should have been Oliver sleeping in my IKEA bag yesterday. It was so funny.
Getting ready for the Rocky Garage sale.
Getting ready for the
another
Rocky
one? How many items does your family have?
She has one a year.
I feel like we just did the Rocky Garage
sale. No, that was Stacy's mom's estate sale.
Yeah, duh.
That was different because it was none of my mother's stuff.
Duh. Stacy's mom back has to passed on.
Yes, you may.
Isn't it funny? This is a spoiler alert. This is
spoiler,
your spoiler alert.
Spoiler, fast forward
to
Chippendale.
Like 2 minutes. Yeah. Isn't it funny how... there are now multiple instances of the Disney company making Peter Pan the villain of a thing.
Yeah, they've got something against him.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Because they know the gays love Peter Pan.
And gays are villains.
Famously.
Famously to Disney.
Scar proved it.
Scar.
Ratcliffe.
Uh-huh.
Ratcliffe, absolutely.
The rat...
Medusa.
Ratigan, yes. Medusa. Clayton.
Clayton.
Clayton. Clayton.
Who's Clayton?
From Tarzan.
Who?
Girl, watch Tarzan.
Mama, watch Tarzan. He's the one.
The bad white guy.
Yes, the one trying to shoot the gorillas, girl.
The one who you see him get hanged in the movie.
Yes. Yeah. We mustn't forget.
We must not forget.
There's always my way.
That's Clayton.
That's Clayton.
This was the first.
They're retheming it. Did you know they're retheming Haunted Mansion to Tarzan?
That's why they shut down Tarzan's treehouse.
Right.
When we wrote Haunted Mansion, I like saw Leota's string. And I was like, girl, point that light away from the back, girl. Yeah. It is one piece of string. Just aim somewhere else. Anyway, we're going to take
I love the new gravestones at Mansion, though.
Oh, yes.
The little pet cemetery they added. It was great.
One was like a frog and it was like, he croaked.
Clever.
And there was a pig that was like, he bought a farm.
He bought the farm.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time to go to our D's. Not our D's.
My D
this week is Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
It was so funny.
Oh my God. Yeah, those two twinks are dead. Are long gone.
That's the D.
That's the D.
That's the D this week. And every week.
That's what means it's time for the town hall. It's when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address their own voters and proclamation. Casey, I smell a town hall.
Jeez.
You've been smelling Casey a lot.
Yeah.
Casey, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention villagers, if it's your birthday and you're dressed up and I got my camera out, pose. Stop moving, stop jiggling, stop going in the corner, stop getting in my way. Let me take your photo. You ain't got nowhere to go. You ain't got nothing to do. So just stop what you're doing and look at the camera. Maybe pose by the cake. Maybe get it so all three of us can get in the photo instead of you getting out of the shot. So it's just me and chatter. So please, villagers, it's your birthday. Don't you want to remember this? This is the one time of the year I'm trying to take your photo. This is the one time of the year you were in your formal attire. So let's photograph it. Let's make a memory here. So just stop boogieing for 5 seconds, or at least boogie in front of the camera. And that's all I ask.
And that's one camera. That's your town hall. Every time there's a bridge built, they ask you like, all right, time to take a commemorative photo.
Yes.
Give them the same energy.
Every time I fix up the cafe at Happy Home Paradise, they all got their pose ready.
And whenever we commemorate a bridge, everybody's got their poppers. And I know Miss Sasha has poppers to pull out.
Yeah.
Miss Sasha and Miss Beardo have some poppers. That's a gay joke. I'll go next.
Okay, Adam, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention villagers, when I am playing chance with you and you're at the campsite, I would like the options to be only red and black more than picking a suit, because it is just a game of luck and I don't love my chance only being 25%. 50-50 feels pretty good. So just like ratio that way a little more, if we could algorithm that to just being the main one that you do. And then if you failed that one so many times, it's like, well, girl, you're not going to get it anyway. So you might as well just start playing suits, maybe even numbers. Who cares? That's what I think.
And that's 1 minute.
Was it 1 minute?
Was it?
That was 50 seconds.
Great.
Hey, well, did you redo Frida's house?
No, that's her house. Like a dog.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That's thought cool. You redid it.
Whose house?
I can go.
Frita
the Shippa.
Okay, Mirando, this is Miranda. Your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention villagers, don't any of you want to leave? It has been so long since someone has asked to leave Fantasy Key. And I don't know if I'm just like not seeing you with your little thought bubbles as I'm running around my island every so often, but someone's got to want to go. So I'm open to truly almost anyone. So you just want to have a little thought, have a little chat. That'd be great. Just come out of your homes every Miranda, now and then. What?
You have 800 Amiibo cards. I have sympathy
for you. I'm sorry, there is no rebuttals in town halls, okay?
I'm reclaiming my time. The fun of this for me, it's kind of like how anytime I get excited when there's a Disney movie on TV, I'm like, oh, Tarzan's on. Clayton's there. I get to watch it when I very well have.
Who?
Who? And watch it at any point. So it's kind of like that situation where I like that game.
Spontaneity.
The spontaneity of it all. Yeah. So if somebody could just ask to leave, ideally whoever the kangaroo is that I have, I truly don't know your name. Thank you.
I hope it's Matilda.
That's 1 minute. Yeah, just like Matilda. How, you know, when the universe sends you a message, you know, you're just asking for the universe to kind of align.
Giving a sign.
Send me a sign.
Cancel my flight.
Cancel my friends.
Cancel my flight.
RJ. We all did one, so it'll be embarrassing if you.
It'll be so embarrassing.
Marjo.
How do you say Mojo Jojo?
Yes.
Okay, I guess I'll go.
RJ, this is your town hall and your time starts now.
Attention villagers, okay? Villagers, I can't believe you guys, you girls, all of you. You are so extra sometimes. Like, seriously, like when you guys are just so on, it's like, calm down. Like, sometimes I'm just, you know, walking around in my island that we are all in, and I'm just like, okay, girls, like, I got it. You know what I mean? And so I just sometimes... I wish you could just be like, yeah, we can just nod, you know, we can just wave. It doesn't have to be all of this, all of that. It doesn't have to be a production every time.
10
you know?
Seconds.
Let's simplify simple life.
Simple life.
And so that's what we need. That's the energy that
and
we
that's
need.
1 minute. Thank you. Absolutely
God, that was
nothing.
So stupid. That was so stupid.
It's giving. I hate you. We are also now in current time. I have moved the date and time to current time. So now it is May 25th, Wednesday. And Genji's making a little omelet.
Oop. Long time no see, Moki.
Not Moki.
Mochi, girl.
Mochi.
I like to say Moki.
Moki.
Oh, and we finally saw Turning Red. That was one thing we also had. A lot of things happened. We finally saw Turning
Red. Yeah, we watched Turning Red.
Oh, it was very cute.
What'd you think?
It was very cute.
RJ didn't like it.
What are you talking about?
This is real.
I liked it.
He was like, I just have notes. And I was like,
I did not say that.
Yeah.
I did not say
I just think. I just think I couldn't relate. I mean,
yeah, just so not relatable.
It's absolutely. Nothing that we dealt with. As
No, I thought it was. I thought it was really cute. I just thought it was. My biggest thing like, people were like, "So it's not relatable," and I'm like, "It's so simple. Like the whole thing is so simple. So like I don't understand why people.
It's the
said that.
Most relatable.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, you're not. You don't remember your preteen days, but that is.
But that's
what
the thing. Those are people who peaked when they were preteens, and are like, that's a problem if those were good times.
Can we say for real though?
That should not be
those songs. Those
slapped.
Like,
Billie Eilish and Miss Phineas,
Miss Eyelash herself,
Eyelash and Phineas, Mama Glee's own Phineas,
Glee's own.
Glee's
what
Glee?
Yes,
girl. He was on Glee.
He had
he was on the Glee Project.
He was on the Glee. He was on
which season of the Glee Project?
I love the Glee Project.
Second season, I believe.
Did you really?
Oh, I love.
So then you know,
Alex.
Miss Elphaba turned Mean Girls.
I
could not freaking stand her on the Glee Project. Like I truly. Could not. I was an Alex Newell fan.
Yes, absolutely. The talent.
The talent,
you got it.
But yeah, so now that she's Janice in Mean Girls, I'm like, whatever.
But yeah, Phineas was in the last season of the actual show, Glee, and had like a male love interest.
I didn't watch that far.
I don't think he was on the Glee project, though.
Oh, maybe he was just on Glee.
Maybe he was.
He was just on Glee. I'm looking and there's nothing with him being on the... As someone that watched every episode of the Glee Project, honey.
Honey. He
was on the Glee Project, honey.
Did you watch every episode of Glee? I don't think Phineas was on the Glee Project.
I watched probably until, like,
when was everybody's tap out on Glee?
I couldn't tell you.
I can.
Mine was when Quinn Fabray got hit by the car. And I was like, nope.
I cannot believe people are sticking around to the Switch to listen to Glee talk.
Glee minute.
RJ, when did you stop watching? Just after season one?
Just after season
one. No, because you watched the first episode of season two.
What was the first episode of season
two? We watched it as a learning community.
Oh, then yeah, after that. I didn't follow up on Glee after the first.
I think I stopped I think six.
Six?
Or wait, how many seasons were there?
Six.
I think I started to wane in six.
My God.
I think I stuck on pretty long.
Wow. And then at that point, you didn't even just finish it.
I know. I mean, I think I did finish it, but like my interest started to wane, but I had to, you know, I had to finish it.
Sasha just gave me a thank you gift, a conductor's jacket, and here she is.
I got a basketball tank for my thank you.
Well, he didn't like your
gift. I tapped out after season two. Did you get a letter from Ian Brennan himself?
Huh?
So Ian Brennan, who is one of the
Loyola Gobblers.
Gobblers?
That's why I'm asking.
Oh, Ian Brennan gave you guys letters?
Well,
we weren't there yet.
No. Just now. Like this past month, my Loyola mail gets sent to my parents' house.
Oh, like he's like an alum letter?
Yes, because they're trying to name 409 after Sarah Gable. So they're asking.
Oh, we have it unopened. Yes, it's unopened.
It came while we were gone.
Oh, yeah. That would be nice.
I know. I was like, oh, and my dad was like, 409. I was like, no. Yeah. Or maybe not. Maybe whatever's in the first floor of Mendeline. One of them.
Those two studios.
One of the studios. They want to name after Sarah.
Wow, and that's our La La Yola minute.
La La Yola minute.
Okay. That's a cute picture of me on your story.
Yeah, I cut RJ out. Sorry.
That's fine. Okay, before we end this episode, we have a gift for everybody. We have a review.
A review
minute. Go ahead, Adam.
This is from Emily Flame. The subject line is love it. And it's 5 stars, obviously. I started listening to the podcast on April 14th, 2022, and have fully caught up.
Wow.
Work. Committed.
I can't even handle us.
Committed, and also might need to be committed. So glad to have an Animal Crossing podcast that doesn't take the game too seriously, with hosts who truly enjoy the conversation, and that lets the group complain about things, which often validates struggles that I have had.
Just like guest relations, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And we as millennials like to leave space for that.
Yes.
We like to leave space.
Yes, absolutely. We're an open environment for that.
I love listening to this because it feels like hanging out with friends. So sad to be caught up, but maybe now I can figure out Twitch to watch the live recordings and be part of the chat.
Oh,
the cha. Hey, shout out to the chat. Read with that, of course. I also did not know about selecting multiple items using R. I had the same reaction as Miranda.
What a time. I still have not done it myself.
Uh-oh. Miss Megan is thanking.
She's thanking.
But that was a lovely review. Thank you, Emily.
Oh, this is
the saddest thing I've ever read.
Maybe it's the weather or something, but I'm not in the mood to be alone. I could use a little company.
Is she hitting on you?
Oh, having me over.
Would you be up to having me over for a short visit Sunday?
Yeah, oh, she is go. Absolutely.
She said it's the
does
first
it just
time.
Go straight to your oh
does
yeah.
she not oh does she not
she's
know?
Never been to your house.
Does she not know? Miss Megan.
Miss Megan.
Oh, I haven't seen your house in a while, RJ.
Thank you.
There's a museum cafe.
She didn't say it was good. She just said,
This is the lobby of the museum.
Oh, the museum.
And then let's go into RJ's Food Rocks studios. No, we've been here before. I was here before.
I think so. Anyway, should we end this up?
No, we're on a date.
We're on a date. It's Megan's here.
Why is there a video camera? RJ.
It's the RJ Food Rock Studio.
Oh, duh.
Oh, that's cute. Duh.
That is actually cute.
Oh.
Well, I've always hated long goodbyes, so I better get going someday.
Let me go.
How did that happen?
Is that because you walked into the second room and you didn't say
no? No, it's random. I think she just knew that we were ready to.
That has never happened to me before. That's so funny.
Well, she heard you, Miranda.
Let's keep hanging out. See you later.
Yeah, she found out. She was like,
oh,
she saw the video camera and she's like, I've had some bad
situations with the camera.
I didn't sign a consent form, a photo release form. So I will be leaving, but let me show you my little podcast studio underneath our little,
in the basement.
Yeah.
In the basement.
For better.
This is where the bodies are buried.
What is the word?
What is this?
This is the podcast studio.
Oh.
This looks like Miranda's basement with the fake walls.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the Peloton.
I don't think that's safe having that stationary bike that close to that treadmill.
Yeah.
Why not?
And all the villagers. This is supposed to be my current villagers, and look at how old these are.
Clock,
Gigi,
Fauna, Bo,
girl.
Bo, the legend.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us on this episode.
It's good to be back.
It's good to be back.
Bo,
good to be
back.
Who knew that we would catch COVID on that break?
Such an eventful break.
It always is.
Of all the times I was like, can we please record a podcast? Like, I needed to talk to somebody. I was trapped alone.
Oh, Brianna, I'm sorry. She said I always come at the end. I'm sorry.
Oh.
So does Casey.
Okay. Casey, Miranda, Adam, thank you so much for joining us in this episode.
I didn't get to flick the bean.
This is Resident
Evil. I got COVID.
They didn't let us swap our park reservation. Okay. This is Resident Services signing off. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ResidencePod. You can join the Resident Services Co-op and meet the rest of our community on Facebook.com/groups/Resident Services Co-op. Our Discord server is linked on our show notes, and our episode recordings are now live on Twitch. Find us at twitch.tv/ResidencePod. If you would like to ask Resident Services or leave us your own town hall, you can visit our show page on theampleverse.com, and you can leave a question or voice message and we'll play it on a future episode. You can also find other shows and essays on the Ampliverse and on social media at the Ampliverse. Thanks to Zencastr for our recordings and Anchor for hosting the show. And don't forget to write us a review on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars only, please, so we can get our lilies of the valley. Our theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify under Closed on Sunday. Thanks again for listening.